It's Morning Edition from New Hampshire Public Radio. It is Friday, and every other Friday, we like to have NHPR's Sam Evans-Brown in, host of Outside In, to talk about New Hampshire's natural world in a segment we like to call Ask Sam.
Why do geese make V's? Does a bumblebee sneeze? Can a person eat trees? Can a polar bear freeze? Is a kidney stone kind of like a pearl in a clam?
Well, I don't know. Ask Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Hey, Rick.
Okay. Here's the deal. You've got a question from a listener. You're going to play that question. I've never heard it.
So we strive to embarrass you with this. Yeah. So here it comes.
Hi, Sam. This is Finn calling from the White Mountains. My question is about dogs. So my understanding is that dogs do not sweat. They just pant to cool down. So I'm wondering if being in front of a fan would actually cool them off.
That's a really interesting question, Sam, because I always heard they didn't sweat.
That is a fact.
But I have seen dogs sit in front of fans.
Well, so this, you might think this is a question about dogs, but it is actually a question about thermodynamics.
It's always something else with you, isn't it, Sam?
So for starters, moving air around does not actually make things hotter or cooler.
Okay.
So fans work for a couple reasons. One, you put them in a window, they bring in cool air from the outside, that, you know, so they correct a temperature imbalance. Two, as the listener points out, they evaporate your sweat, and evaporation has this powerful cooling effect. But there is a third way that fans work. And to tell you about this, I'm going to bring in Yana Kambarov, who studies the genetic evolution of human sweatiness at the University of Pennsylvania.
All creatures are able to dump body heat through their skin. And so sticking your dog in front of a fan certainly would help the dog cool off, because what it's going to do is it's going to increase airflow over all of those surfaces, right?
Right. I was thinking about this, that we use fans to cool off computers, which definitely don't sweat.
This is an excellent point. Yes.
That's true. If you've got the air going over your skin, you're going to be moving the warmer air away from it as it comes off of your body.
Right. There has to be somewhere for the heat to go. You know, in computers, the warm air goes past a heat sink, which sucks the heat out of that air. So yes, convection moves heat away from your body. That would work for dogs. And panting, by the way, is also made more powerful by convection, because why does a dog's tongue hang out in the air? It's a big surface for evaporation to take place on.
I thought it was just a drool on the couch.
I mean, that might have been your dog's motivation, but, you know, that floppy, slimy heatsink is more powerful when there's a fan blowing over it because of evaporation. So sweating is really a superpower, and it's a uniquely human superpower. Here's Yana again.
I mean, this is one of the most defining traits of our species. You know, the reason we look so different from a chimp when you look at our skin is essentially because we sweat. There's debate as to why we evolved this particular mechanism. Why is it that humans have this heavy reliance on sweating, which, you know, in humans, sweat gland density is roughly 10 times that of a chimpanzee.
So why did we evolve that way?
Well, so there are two explanations. This comes from this very famous Harvard professor called Daniel Lieberman, who is actually Yana's advisor. The first is that, you know, we evolved in Africa. It's very hot there. And all the other animals in the heat of the day that are not sweaters like we are, they go and lay in the shade. So this opens up a niche that we could exploit, because we were so good at cooling off. We could go out in the middle of the day and forage for food without fear of being eaten. The other theory is that we are the ultimate cursor hunter, which is to say we can run animals down. So a gazelle, for instance, cools itself off by panting. It's very difficult to pant while you're running, so they overheat very quickly. So we're able to chase them until they overheat, stop, and then we grab them.
All right. Well, Sam, you go chase the gazelle. I'm just going to head down for some lunch.
But this is an interesting point, right? So dogs aren't the only mammal that doesn't sweat. In fact, most mammals don't sweat. We are the sweatiest. We are the best sweaters, and that's what makes us human.
We're the weird ones.
You got it.
See, we learn something new with Sam every time we have him on. That is Sam Evans-Brown, host of NHPR's Outside In, which you can subscribe to wherever you get your podcasts. And if you'd like to submit a question, you can record it as a voice memo on your smartphone and then send it to outsidein@nhpr.org. Or if you want, just give us a call on the hotline, 1-844-GO-OTTER. Sam, thanks so much.
Thank you, Rick.